Hey there, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek. Glad to have you with me here on Blog Talk Radio. Can you believe that it's day six already of our 33-day preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary? Man, I'm telling you what, it's amazing how the time flies. And if you take one day at a time, which we're trying to do here, if you take one day at a time, you'll see that we're going to get through this in no time. And I'm sure by now, we've been at this for 5 days, we're entering into the sixth day already. I'm sure by now you're starting to realize through these meditations that we've been discussing just how much the world can influence you, right? Don't you get the feel, or are you getting the feel for that, that, man, I really am influenced by the world, and it's a challenge. We need some time to kind of like get away from it all, even if we're not leaving our homes, even if we're just doing this preparation in the privacy of our own homes or out in the car when we're taking a walk, wherever we're doing it, we've got to kind of withdraw from the world for a little bit so that we can really focus on what we're doing here. And what we're doing here is getting prepared to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary. Now, on this program, I thought what I would do is dip into Father Michael Gately's book, 33 Days to Morning Glory, because he does a very good job explaining Marian consecration. So we're going to talk about that today, what it is, what we're trying to accomplish here, and where we're going. And, and I just want to remind you too, especially to my regular listeners who are used to the Monday through Friday format, we are going to be doing shows over the weekend too, so you can look for a program on Saturday and Sunday as well for the duration of this preparation process. And as always, if you have questions, just email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. As I've told you, I'm traveling right now. I'm out in the Fresno area. Let's see, today is Friday. I'm pre-recording all these programs. I got to keep this straight in my head. But if you need something, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Again, I'll tell you, I can't promise a lengthy reply, but if you need a reply, I will try to get back to you. It might be a little brief, but I'll do the best I can. If you're just asking for prayers or something that doesn't need a reply, know that I'll read your email as soon as it comes in. I mean, that always happens. That's a given. I'm never too busy to read my emails, even when I'm traveling. If you wouldn't mind sending up a prayer for me, that I'll have an effective mission. I'm speaking to three different groups in California. And if you're interested, in case you're in the Fresno area, check out followingthetruth.com. And on my schedule, I have links to where I'll be appearing. The three cities are, well, today is Friday. So yesterday I spoke in Visalia. Today I'm in Fresno. And tomorrow I'll be in Madeira. So if you're in the area, want to stop on by, I would love to meet you. And we're going to continue with this until October the 7th, which is the day where we make our total consecration. And in case you're wondering, yeah, the program will continue after that. Generally what I do, October the 7th is a Friday. For at least one, maybe 2 days after that, we'll talk about how do we live this total consecration. Now that we consecrated our lives to Jesus through Mary, what happens next? And essentially what happens is Mary works behind the scenes in your life, but you really want to maintain some kind of contact with her. We'll talk more about that. And after that, I'll just go back into my regular daily themes. They might change a little bit from the past, but essentially what I've done on this show for the past 5 years, going on 6 years now, is talk about Jesus Christ and his church every night and give you practical advice on how you can get to know Christ better and how you can live your relationship and your Catholic faith with him 24/7. Your relationship with him and your Catholic faith, I should say, 24/7. Because this is not something we just want to do on Sunday. Obviously, you're listening to this show, you get that. I want to make sure that you don't make the mistakes that I made for most of my life when I was so lukewarm, but yet I thought I was a good Catholic because I went to Mass on Sunday. It takes a lot more than that. And you know what? That's the secret to experiencing peace in your life, too. You get close to the Lord and you walk with him every day. Throughout the day, you're going to be peaceful, even though you may have problems in your life. So that's the purpose of this show. I do this total consecration once a year in the fall. We also do an Advent radio retreat. So that'll be coming up in the winter months. And then a Lenten radio retreat during the springtime, during the Lenten season. So if you stick with me, you're going to see lots of good things here. God willing, I'm going to continue to do this show for as long as I can, for as long as the good Lord keeps me on this earth and allows me to do it. I will be here, as long as I can. I depend on you for your prayers, for your donations. So as we go forth, you're going to hear me talking about donations. It's huge. It's critical to me. I do this full time. I support my family this way. So I need, in order for this show to continue, for it to be free of charge, and for my full-time ministry to continue going forward, I need your help. I can't do it without you. So I'm going to ask you, if you like the work that I do, if you find it valuable and you'd like to see it continue, please consider going over to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the donate tab and either becoming a monthly sponsor. I really could use some additional monthly sponsors, or make a one-time donation. It's so important to me. Now, I have never sought tax-exempt status because I want you to give from your heart. I really don't want you to give because you're going to get a tax deduction. So it's clear on my website. It's not tax deductible. But you know what? I need it in order to continue going forward. So if you believe in my mission and you'd like it to continue, please consider donating. Also, you'll see Amazon links and a link to Mystic Monk Coffee from my website. Every time you use those links to purchase something, it helps me. I get a little bit of a commission. So that's another way that I keep this apostolate going forward. Thank you for listening to that. I don't like to talk about it, but I have to be real. In order to do this work for the Lord, I need your help. Let me take a quick sip of my water with lemon. That's my beverage du jour today. I hope you've got a good beverage and a snack, and you're ready to get started. And we will begin, let me get my book here, with our prayer. Because remember something, we are not doing this on our own. We're not leading this. I'm not leading it. You're not leading it. The Holy Spirit is driving us. And I'm constantly asking the Holy Spirit where I should go with these meditations, these reflections. And we want to remember that the Holy Spirit is directing our progress, our spiritual progress. So I don't want you to start looking at your progress or lack thereof and say, I'm not doing a good job. Leave that up to the Holy Spirit. Your job is just to try your best, to spend your time that you allowed for this preparation. Listen to the shows each day. You listen to them twice if you want. And then do the God. I don't want to torture you, but I'm not trying to make you suffer, but you might need to listen to it twice. And then also, if I give you a scripture passage, look at it, spend a little time meditating upon it. And again, don't overextend yourself, but do the best you can. Take it seriously, because the more you put in, believe me, the more you'll get out of it. So right now, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us. Please join me as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's really important that we become docile to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. That's what that prayer is all about. The Holy Spirit's going to be prompting you to do certain things, not only throughout the course of this preparation period, but throughout your life. Learning to be responsive to the Holy Spirit is huge when it comes to getting closer to the Lord and getting to heaven. So let's pray for the grace to do that. Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, so you are in good hands. She's definitely going to help you there. Now, if you have questions, remember, please, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I don't plan to send any emails out. I may send one or two out in the coming weeks. Again, I don't promise anything, but I would recommend that you get on my email mailing list. What you need to do is just go to followingthetruth.com, and you'll see in the right-hand side of every page, it's called the sidebar, you'll see sign up for Gary's newsletter. Put your email address in there, and what happens, that's all you need to do, is put your email address in. You'll get an email back. This is important. When you get the email back, you have to open it up. It'll come from me. Click on the link, and that registers you as being a real person. That's one of the things that Vertical Response, who handles my email processing, requires, because they don't want people signing other people up who don't want to be on the list. So make sure you do that. It might go in your spam folder, so double check for that. And once you do that, you'll be on my email list and you will get all further notifications about anything going on with me, any special retreats or spiritual exercises or activities that we have forthcoming, okay, or coming up. All right. Now we're going to, today I said we're going to look at 33 Days to Morning Glory, a very, very, very popular total consecration preparation routine by Father Michael Gately. He does a lot of good stuff in here, so this is one of the books that we're drawing from. And I thought it would be good, since we're dealing in these first 12 days, which, by the way, we'll be doing this phase of the preparation right through Thursday, next Thursday, the 15th of September. And then on the 16th of September, we'll begin the next phase of preparation, which will be a week devoted to looking at ourselves. This first 12 days is just devoted to ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. So Father Gately does a nice reflection on St. Louis de Montfort. Let's talk a little bit about his consecration, St. Louis's consecration. Consecration is a yes, essentially a giving a yes to Mary, allowing her, Father Gately says, to fulfill in us her God-given task of forming us into other Christs. And all that's true, but there is more. St. Louis gives two key emphases in his teaching on Marian consecration. And those two emphases are, number one, it's a renewal of our baptismal vows or promises. And number two, a particularly intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. So if you're wondering, and sometimes we lose sight of what it is that we're doing, it's good to know that. Consecration is saying, yes, Mary, turn me into another Christ. Help me to live like Christ. And, you know, since we're in the week, the 12 days devoted to recognizing, number one, the spirit of the world and its influence on us, and number two, trying to rid ourselves of the spirit of the world, it's important for us to acknowledge that. That, hey, yeah, we've got these external influences that are not good, so I'm going to need to look at some methods of overcoming these influences. Every day you're going to be bombarded with challenges in life that will pull you away from Jesus. So the Blessed Mother is going to try to help get you back on track. So we're saying, yes, Mary, please, give me help. I need help. I can't do this. I have fallen so many times. I need your help. But also St. Louis is emphasizing that this total consecration is a way to renew our baptismal promises and better live them out. And number two, a gift, an intimate gift of ourselves to Mary, with the intention of having Mary lead us to Jesus. I always have to emphasize that because we can't lose sight of that. Sometimes you'll hear the term Marian consecration, which is what we're doing, but it doesn't end with Mary. And St. Louis was really clear on that. Marian consecration is designed to bring us to Jesus, okay? All right. Father Gately states, the day of our baptism is the most significant in each of our lives. It's when we poor sinful creatures are not only cleansed of sin, but also given the amazing dignity and honor of being transformed into sons and daughters of the Almighty God. On that joyous occasion, before we received this amazing grace, we solemnly promised, or if we were infants, others promised in our name, to reject Satan. And then we, or others in our name, professed our faith and commitment to Jesus Christ. Then every Easter, we solemnly renew this promise and commitment. But do we keep it? Are we true to our word? No. We all sin. Sadly, we all give in to Satan's pomps and works and reject Christ in little ways. Now, listen, we don't do this on purpose. We are not, at least I would hope we are not, followers of Satan saying, yes, I will give I will pledge my allegiance to Satan and I will follow him. No, we're not doing that. But every time we sin, we're not living out our baptismal promises. That's what sin is. It's turning away from the Lord. And that's what we're trying to overcome. Father Gately states, why does this happen? The simple answer is original sin. We have a fallen nature and we're prone to sin. That's true. But St. Louis invites us to go deeper and examine our consciences. If we do, we'll discover that a principal reason why we fall into sin is forgetfulness. Forgetfulness of our promise and commitment to Christ at baptism. De Montfort suggests that if we were to personally and sincerely renew our baptismal vows and place them in the hands of Mary, then this act alone would go a long way in helping us overcome sin in our lives. Therefore, he makes such a renewal of vows an essential element of his prayer of consecration. In fact, in the very first paragraph of this prayer, he has us address Mary and pray to her as follows. These are the words of the actual consecration pledge of St. Louis de Montfort. You'll be hearing more about this as we get closer to our day of consecration. And here's what he says. I, then you insert your name, a faithless sinner, renew and ratify today in thy hands the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have ever been before. So St. Louis, Father Gately writes, has us attack sin right at its root, Satan and his pomps and works, and has us recommit our lives to Christ, and has us do all of this with and through Mary. Why through Mary? Because God has put enmity between her and Satan, as specified in Genesis 3:15. And Satan can't stand her. Satan can't stand her. In fact, according to St. Louis, Satan fears her not only more than the angels and saints, but in a sense, even more than God himself. Why? Because, as he puts it, Satan, being proud, suffers infinitely more from being beaten and punished by a little and humble handmaid of God, and her humility humbles him more than divine power. So De Montfort gives us practical and effective way to overcome sin in our lives, formally renounce Satan, and recommit ourselves to Christ through Mary. And honestly, when you think about it, we all are prone to pride in some form. You can imagine Satan being all proud. It kills him to know that Mary has never sinned and that Mary is immaculate. It kills Satan, and it kills him that he's being defeated and people like you and me are being kept from sinning because of the help of Mary. Satan does not like this. And therefore, I'm going to tell you this. Get ready for him to attack you when you're doing this total consecration preparation. Why? Because he doesn't want you to go through with it. He doesn't want you to go through with it because he knows just how effective it will be. So be ready. Be ready for the attacks. Be ready for the discouraging thoughts, the doubts. Oh, this isn't going to work. I'm not good enough. I'm not doing a good enough job. So many negative thoughts are going to pop into your head. And I tell you that so that when they happen, and they will happen, you can just brush them off and think, you know what? I made this commitment. I'm going to go through with this. And that's what you need to have, that kind of mentality. Let's talk a little bit more about the fact that total consecration is a renewal of our baptismal vows and an intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. Now, Father Michael Gately says, let's ask the question. And this is a question that I'm sure you have had. You might have it right now. It's a very valid question. I'm not going to try to deny these questions, right? I like to give it to you straight because these are the questions we all are going to ask. And the question is, why should we give ourselves to Mary, right? Haven't you asked that? Or you might be saying right now, I don't get this. I'm going along, but I'm skeptical. That's okay. I want you to ask that question. So Father Gately says, we should give ourselves to Mary in imitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. After all, didn't Jesus give himself to Mary from the moment of the incarnation? Yes, he did. And aren't we called to imitate Christ? Yes, we are. But isn't Mary a creature? Yes, she is. But she's unique. Not only is Mary free from sin and totally conformed to God's will, but by God's will and good pleasure, Mary has a special role in our sanctification. Therefore, we should give ourselves to the Mother of God so she can help form us into saints, into other Christs. We should give her our yes. But St. Louis de Montfort takes it a step further. His yes to Mary is especially deep, a profoundly intimate gift of himself to Mary. And here's what St. Louis says. This devotion consists then in giving ourselves entirely to Our Lady, in order to belong entirely to Jesus through her. We must give her, number one, our body, with all its senses and its members. Number two, our soul, with all its powers. Number three, our exterior goods of fortune, whether present or to come. And number four, our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues and our good works, past, present, and future. And that's what this is all about. You're going to hear more about this as we go forward. But this gift of ourself, we're giving everything to Mary. Is that scary at times? Yeah, it can be very scary because there's trust involved. But as Father Gately stated, and this is so true, I mentioned this before, you got to remember this. In this life, we are called to imitate Jesus. Do we do a good job? Well, most of the time, no, we don't. And when we spend time in the second phase of this preparation period, we're going to look at ourselves. We're going to take a deep look at ourselves and recognize that, yeah, you know what? We aren't doing a good job. You need to know that because there's no sense sugarcoating this. There's no sense denying the fact that we're sinners and that we're weak. If that would be the end of the story, that would be a pretty hopeless message. But it's not the end of the story. The end of the story is Jesus Christ gave his mother to us, and we see evidence of that on Calvary, when he gave her to John the Apostle, the beloved apostle, the beloved disciple, standing in for us. That gift to us, the Blessed Mother, as our spiritual mother, is the secret to making it to heaven. Why would we not take advantage of that? Now, Father Gately, I keep calling him St. Gately, I'm canonizing him before he's even dead. Oh, man. By this act of our consecration to Mary, the fourth aspect, giving her our interior and spiritual goods, which are our merits and our virtues and our good works, past, present, and future, you know, we're giving her the merits of every good act we have ever done or will ever do. That's a little frightening. Let's dig into that a little. By this aspect, our gift of self to her goes even beyond what is required when people offer themselves to God through religious vows. For instance, by virtue of the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, a religious sister doesn't give God the right to dispose of the grace of all her good works, nor does she give up her merits. Allow me to bring into better focus just how radical a gift of oneself this Marian consecration really is. First, in regard to others, if we give Mary the right to dispose of the graces of our good works, then this means we cannot unconditionally apply such graces to whomever we choose. For instance, if I make such an offering to Mary, I cannot insist, and I like that, I cannot insist, remember that, I cannot insist that the graces from a sickness I am offering up go to the person I want them applied to. So in other words, I cannot insist if once I go through with total consecration. And listen, I want you to relax here. You're going to panic if this is the first time you're hearing this. Trust me. Let's go through the whole 33 days and let's unpack this a little bit more. But you need to hear this because this is a radical offering of yourself. It's an unbelievably powerful and wonderful gift that you will receive in return. But it's, you know, you're giving up a lot. So if you make this offering to Mary, you can't insist that the graces from a sickness that I am offering up go to the person I want them applied to. Second, in regard to ourselves, if we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary, then when we die, we won't get to appear before God clothed with the merits of our prayers and good works. In fact, we'll have to appear before God with empty hands because we will have given all our merits to Mary. That's scary, isn't it? Isn't that scary? You're really trusting her. So as we go through this process, you're going to need to be talking to Jesus. You're going to be needing talking to the Holy Spirit to help you to trust Mary to come through for you. But if we are trying to live a life that imitates the life of Christ, that's what he did. He trusted himself to Mary. He trusted himself to Mary. He entrusted himself to Mary. And if we imitate him, that's what we're called to do. Now, the second part of St. Louis de Montfort's formula for Marian consecration addresses this intimate gift of ourselves to Mary. And, we're going to talk a little bit more in depth in the days to come about why we should put our faith in Mary in this manner. So I'm not just leaving you high and dry here, but let's listen to what St. Louis has to say. In the presence of all the heavenly court, this is part of the consecration formula, I choose you this day for my mother and queen. I deliver and consecrate to you as your slave my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future. Leaving to you the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me, without exception, according to your good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and eternity. So in other words, we are really placing our trust in Mary. Why should we? We're going to explore that more. So again, don't panic, but just understand, and that's part of this whole process, we need to understand what it is that we're doing. And remember, you haven't committed to anything until October the 7th, when we actually make our consecration. And even once you do, you can take it back. It doesn't mean you sinned. It doesn't mean you were a failure. If you're not comfortable, I want you to be comfortable with this. And we're going to go through. I'm going to explain more details. But you need to be comfortable with it. I am totally comfortable with it. And that's why I renew it every year. I first made my total consecration in 2011. It's the greatest thing I ever did. It's amazing. And as we go forward, we're going to talk more about it. Let's close with our prayer to Jesus, living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon, and by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So what do you think? You a little nervous? If this is your first time, you should be getting a little nervous. That's normal, and that's okay. I want you to understand what it is we're doing here. This is a total gift of all you have, of the merits from all of your good works, past, present, future, to the Blessed Mother. Now, we're going to get a lot of questions. I get the same questions every year, and that's okay. Questions such as, well, if I do this, does that mean I can't ever pray for a person again? The answer is no. It does not mean that you can't ever pray for a specific person again. But we'll get into more of the details about that. So nothing's really, everything changes, but nothing externally really changes with your spiritual life. So I don't want you to panic. We've got a lot of time to discuss this further. But right now, I want you to take one day at a time. And I want you to just concentrate on the spirit of the world, the influence the world has over you, and the many times that you've turned away from the Lord and the promises that you made on the day of your baptism. Every time we sin, we're doing that. We're turning away from the Lord. With total consecration, we have a means to get better. To get better and to be able to better resist those temptations that bombard us every day. And to love Jesus more fully. In order to do that, we've got to trust. We've got to trust that the Blessed Mother can deliver for us. So we'll talk more about it, but just start thinking about that. How you have proceeded, how have you done since the day of your baptism? How many times you've sinned? How many times you've fallen? Do you want to get better? Mary wants to help you. I plan to be back here tomorrow, and I really hope you can join me for our 15-minute versions of the program on Saturday and Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful night, and God bless you.